You know how we start this shit. It's the god of this shit. SJW. Specialist Joey Wrestling. The man of 999 wrestling shirts. You know how we start this shit off. Shout out to my Major D-Tough collector gang. Shout out to all my snowflakes. Shout out to all the figs still up on the pegs. R.I.P. Thrill Zone and R.I.P. Turmoil. And I want to give a big fucking SJW shout out to the motherfucker Jerry Cook. Jerry, thank you for making Carnage the premier fucking brand in action figure wrestling. Thank you for repping the gang the right fucking way. I know Dave and all those breakdown pussies are scared of your ultraviolence. Shit. And a big fucking SJW shout out to the motherfucking daredevil Dave Dahl and the motherfucking breakdown badasses. Shit. Gods of this shit. Storytelling and shit. If Jerry starts any shit with you, I'll pull out my breakdown fucking ski mask and a weapon and shit. So if you're repping the fucking gang, make sure that you're listening to Action Figure Wrestling. PBR for a real fucking star.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the AFW Podcast. I am your host, your commissioner, the man that was inexplicably left out of the intro promo this week. What the heck, Joey Hudson? I got something for you, don't you worry. I am the Major Brewer. I am gang affiliated. I am Dylan Gilbert. With me, as always, are my two co-hosts, the Daredevil Dave Dahl. Go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
As your friend, your hero, your My House Sports Gear sponsored athlete, Retromania Wrestling superstar, or Virgil, whichever, king of the downvote, the Daredevil Dave Dahl, head of AFW Breakdown, and we are at the go-home show before lockdown.
And to his left on the screen, El Presidente, Jerry Cook. Take it away, Jerry.
Introducing myself, promoting out of Southern Kentucky, representing that AFW gang worldwide, representing for all his boys locked away over on Breakdown, representing the mother effing Carnage Club. Rest in peace, Jack Specific. Rest in peace, my other fig fed, WFF. And now you know what it is. It's AFK all effing day, the man, the king, the effing El Presidente of this shit, Jerry effing Cook.
Why?
As the token Nick Let's Gage mark of the group, I will give this one a pass. But not you, Joey Hudson. Not you. All right, boys.
I had to up my intro.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got a whole promo cut for you and everything. It was great.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, boys, this is the go-home show. Pay-per-views will be airing, if you're listening to this live, Sunday night, I want to say. So this is first chunk out of the way. It's been a fun ride. But let's keep this train rolling. So I don't remember who went first last week. It's been a crazy week.
I went first last week, so I believe.
So yeah, Dave is going first this week.
It's up first.
All right, sir. Let me know when you're ready, and we will start this timer.
It's not very good to be trying to conduct trades and stuff when we're about to do this, huh?
The least professional wrestling podcaster. Hey, look, man, you're the Virgil for a reason. You got to get that meat sauce.
All right, let's go. Start the timer.
All right, timer starts now.
Wrestling action figures needed an alternative. They needed a new era. They needed a change. Ladies and gentlemen, AFW is that change. Welcome to AFW Breakdown!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of AFW Breakdown. as tonight we will find out the final participant in the three-way Six Sides of Steel match for the AFW Breakdown Heavyweight Championship. And that match is gonna start now. On his way to the ring. From Manitoba, Ontario, Canada, by way of North Carolina, the best bout machine, Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega starts walking down the ring, looking confident, as we heard a few weeks ago from him. He's going to be the first ever AFW Breakdown Heavyweight Champion. But he has a hard task in this three-way match to qualify, as he has to face this man. On his way to the ring, representing the Click, Diesel. Diesel looking determined on his way to the ring. They've had a few run-ins with the Lucha Kings lately, the Click does, and they've come out on top, kind of, sort of, some underhand tactics and everything. But let's see if Diesel can get himself in the match and be basically a 2-on-1 against Rey Mysterio in that final matchup at Lockdown. But they have one more opponent to go against. If my phone didn't lock. And the final opponent, representing the Lucha Kings and one half of the Lucha Brothers, Rey Fénix. Rey Fénix comes rushing to the ring. High pace, gets on the turnbuckle, getting the crowd behind him. And the ref rings the bell. Kenny Omega is staring down both people. Rey Fénix is staring both down Kenny Omega and Diesel. Fénix and Kenny kind of look at each other, kind of get an idea in their heads, and they both rush Diesel, taking out the big man. Start beating him down a little bit, get him backed up into the corner, whipping him off the rope. Big elbow by Kenny. Big kick by Fénix. Diesel is down in powders. Kenny and Rey Fénix look at each other and start circling up like they're going to lock up. Kenny ducks the lockup, runs off the ropes, goes for a clothesline. Rey Fénix takes the bump. No, he kips back up, goes for a backhand spring, head scissors. Kenny grabs his legs, throws him off, goes for another big line. Fénix ducks. Kenny Omega comes in, goes for the running drop kick. Fénix moves out of the way, goes for his own little basement drop kick. Kenny moves out of the way, and we get a stalemate as we go to commercial break.
26 minutes, 11 seconds.
We come back from commercial break, and Diesel is taking control, coming back in and just pounding Kenny Omega and Rey Fénix into the mats. Rey Fénix is about to get jackknife powerbombed. When out of nowhere, here comes Penta. Penta, kick to the back of Diesel's leg. Fénix drops, double super kick. Rey Fénix stays on top of Diesel. Penta stays on top of Diesel. Both men just trying to take out Diesel with their fight against the Click. Kenny Omega comes over, turns Rey Fénix around, catches a knee by Rey Fénix. Rey Fénix goes to run off the ropes. Kenny Omega comes back with a V-trigger. Fénix goes down. Kenny Omega goes for the cover. One, two. Penta breaks it up. It's almost like we have a 2-on-1-on-1 match going on here. What a weird scenario going on. Penta breaks it up and goes right back after Diesel as he sees Diesel starting to recover a little bit. Finally, Diesel and Penta go outside the ring, and they're no longer a factor. Rey Fénix comes back, gets whipped off the rope by Kenny. Kenny throws a line. Rey Fénix ducks, comes back. Quick hurricanrana. Kenny sells to the corner. Rey Fénix, high knee. Bulldog. Rey Fénix climbs up to the top. He's getting the crowd behind him. He's going to go for a big move. Goes for the big swanton. Kenny puts his knees up. Right now, Phoenix is down. We still look. Penta has Diesel in the crowd and jumps off the barricade with a big flying forearm. Kenny picks up Phoenix, hits him with another V-trigger, picks him up quickly, puts him up to a winged angel. Ray Phoenix fights it off, pushes him off the ropes, goes to the leapfrog. Kenny stops, turns, catches him on his shoulders, hits a quick one winged angel. 1, 2, 3. Here's your winner. And moving on to the finals at Lockdown, Kenny Omega. Kenny's on his knees celebrating, saying, "I told you so, I told you so." He's very happy with his performance. That was a very good counter to a leapfrog into the one-winged angel there with a nice quick snap as we fade to commercial.
What's my 23 time? 23 minutes, 25 seconds.
23 minutes. Third segment. Segment 3. Doing too many things at one time. I need to focus here. I'm so unfocused, ready for the pay-per-view. Segment 3. LOD and Mr. Paul Ellering come out to the ring. I am not going to play the music because I cannot find it at the moment. Oh, there it is. They walk to the ring, strutting their stuff with their given tag team titles. Paul Ellering is standing there, getting ready to talk, and Hawk and Animal stop him. And Animal goes, "We need to warm up a little bit. We need to take out somebody before the pay-per-view tonight just to send a message to Dusty Rhodes. Are you okay with that, Hawk?" And Hawk, just in classic Hawk fashion, "Oh, what a rush." So Ellering gets back on the mic and he goes, All right. "Well, then I demand that the Hurricane come out here right now."
"Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through."
Hurricane, looking kind of confused and dejected, walks down to the ring. And he's like, "What's up with that?" And Mr. Allen goes, "Don't worry, Hurricane. We're not going to make you do this alone. We're not going to make you be like Dusty Rhodes and go against us 2-on-1. So we have a partner in mind for you. So your partner will be Doink." And we all know the issues between Hurricane and Doink pranking each other lately in a prank war. Basically, you didn't hear him break down. So Joy comes out laughing, giggling, carrying his bucket, of course, gets down to the ring, and he tells Hurricane, "You can start the match." Hurricane starts with Animal. They ring the bell. Animal gets up on the Hurricane real quick, real fast, just beating him down. Hurricane taking the brunt of everything. Animal tags in Hawk. Hawk comes in. Big body slam. Hurricane stretching out, reaching for Doink, and Doink's on the apron just laughing, having a good old time, swinging that green afro back and forth. Finally, Hurricane gets to the point where Animal goes and tags in, or Hawk goes and tags in Animals, creating some separation. Hurricane's getting close to Doink, gets grabbed by Animal, comes up, Enziguri saying Animal, kind of staggering back, goes, gets up, stands up, runs over to tag Doink. Doink hops down, water bucket in the face. Hurricane stumbles back. Animal had tagged in Hawk, lifts him up. Doomsday device, it's over. 1, 2, 3. Here's your winner. LOD. LG celebrating, knowing that they just sent a brutal message to Dusty, who's going to be by himself as we fade to commercial break as LED is walking up the ramp. We come back and we have Dusty in his locker room. Dusty saying, "Oh, you boys put on quite a show. Quite a show calling out two people that can't get along. Will, I want to let you two boys know that this Saturday or Sunday or whatever day it is, because it could be any day of the week, I have a partner coming. And when that partner shows up, it's going to be some hard times for you boys. Some real hard times, if you will. Because Dusty, baby, ain't coming to lock down the play. He's coming to whoop that ass." And we cut to the Undertaker in the backstage area. Undertaker standing back there. He goes, "I may have lost my chance to be in the main event of Lockdown, but I get another opportunity to show that punk, Darby Allin, whose yard this really is. Darby, I give you credit. You had some balls to get in the ring with me. Not once, but twice. And both times you took it to the limit. But in Lockdown, in that six-way match to crown the first ever AFW Breakdown Intercontinental Champion, I will make you famous, and you will rest in peace." As we fade to commercial break.
17 minutes, 24 seconds.
And what am I on, seg 5? Seg 5, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, stupid me combining it two segs. So now I got to come up with another seg on the fly. So,
you hate to see it.
it's easy for me. I can do that kind of thing. Jerry can't.
Shots fired.
We come back from commercial break. And we go on to our next matchup. Making his way to the ring, representing the Click, he is one half, or one fourth of the Click. Sorry, I forgot I don't have a team name for Diesel and Razor. Razor Ramon. Razor coming out doing his strut, throwing up the two sweets. And his opponent, representing the Lucha Kings and the one half of the Lucha Brothers, Pentagon Jr. Penta comes running out, goes right into the match, hitting Razor Ramon, dropping him, and just gets on top and just pounding him. Razor finally pushes him off. Starts getting up. Gets it. Oh, goes for a clothesline. Penta ducks. Razor turns around. Zero. Meow. Big kick to the head. Razor sells to the corner. Penta comes flying in. Razor moves. Penta bounces off the corner. Comes back. Big back suplex. Razor now has the advantage in just stomping on Penta. Penta trying to get up. Not really working for him. Razor picks him up. Big suplex. Goes for the cover. 1, 2. Kicks out. Razor now whips Penta off the ropes. Goes for a big clothesline. Penta ducks. Goes for a big back elbow. Penta ducks. Penta goes for a crossbody. Razor Ramon catches him. Big fallaway slam. Sends Penta out of the ring as we fade the commercial break.
We come back. 14 minutes, 42 seconds.
We come back in seg 6. And Razor has Penta back in the ring after giving him a brutal assault outside of it during the commercial break. Penta is trying to fight back, but he has no fight in him, really. Razor's just kind of taunting him, kicking him with his foot, pushing him down as he's trying to get up, pushing him down. But wait, what's that? You can see a spark of anger in Penta's face as Razor keeps just boot-washing him. Finally, Penta gets up, looks Razor right in the face one more time, takes off that glove, puts it right in Razor's face. Cielo, miedo. And he just delivers a brutal forearm and just rockets off a bunch of brutal forearms. Razor finally pushes them back. Penta off the ropes comes in. Big hurricanrana. Razor sells to the corner. Penta with a big Daniel Bryan style dropkick. Boom. Razor laying there. Penta climbs up. He has his back turned to Razor. Goes for the moonsault. Hits it. One, two. Oh no, Razor kicked out. Razor kicked out at 2 3/4. Penta is angry. Penta just grabs him and puts him in a chin lock, trying to choke him out now. And we fade to commercial. Time?
13 minutes, 4 seconds.
Okay, and we are on seg 7.
C.
Penta still has Razor in that chin lock when we come back. Razor's finally fighting back. Big elbow. Big elbow. Big elbow. Penta's let go. Razor takes off the ropes. Comes in with a clothesline. Penta ducks. Hooks it. Turn Razor around. Hits him with a spinning DDT of some sort. Spinning him all kinds of which ways. Penta goes. Dude, it was a lot of spinning going on, man. You couldn't. Like, it was a whirlwind DDT. How about that? Penta goes for the cover. 1, 2, Razor kicks out. Penta then stomps him, climbs up to the ropes with his back turned. I guess he's going for another high moonsault. Razor hurry, gets up off his feet and grabs Penta in the Razor's edge from the middle buckle. Penta's trying to squirm. Penta gets out, squirms. Razor turns around, goes to punch Penta. Penta ducks. Penta goes to clothesline Razor. Razor ducks underneath like he's going for a backslide. But no, he hoists him up. Boom, hits the Razor's edge on Penta, catches him. Cover. 1, 2, 3. Your winner, Razor Ramon. Man, I really wish my app didn't exit out every time. Razor celebrating, barely holding up his arm in a too sweet, knowing he was just taken to his limits by Pentagon Jr. That is another victory for the Click over a member of the Lucha Kings. This feud is starting to heat up between these two factions. All right, and we go to commercial with Razor taunting Penta as he back walks up the ramp. We come back
10 minutes, 50 seconds.
Okay. We come back in seg 8. Ladies and gentlemen, your next contest is scheduled for one fall. Making his way to the ring. From North Carolina, Broken Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy comes out, delete, makes his way to the ring, gets to the ring, he's all ready to go, and his opponent, the legend himself, Jake the Snake Roberts. Jake the Snake comes walking out, calm, cool, and collected, the snake on his shoulder, ready to go. Walking in, slides the snake bag in, slides him in himself, puts that snake bag in the corner, and the referee calls for the bell. These two men are staring each other down. Matt Hardy comes up and starts going, delete, 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 delete. And Jake's just kind of looking at him like, okay, fine. And he goes and grabs the bag and lets the snake out. Matt Hardy exits the ring and the snake's just going everywhere. Jake's kind of holding its tail, playing with him, getting him to go Matt's direction. And Matt's like, oh, I'm not wrestling until that thing's put away. No way. That snake is deserving to be deleted. And he's yelling at the ref to get the snake away. The ref's yelling at Jake to put the snake away. And we cut to commercial as the snake's going crazy in the ring.
8 minutes, 50 seconds.
Shit, I'm running out of time, man. Come back for seg 9. Jake is finally putting the snake away. And Matt Hardy, as Jake has his back turned, comes running in. Jake turns a three at the right time, ducks it. Matt turns around, kick. DDT. 1, 2, 3. Jake wins the matchup. Here is your winner, Jake the Snake Roberts. Jake goes back to the snake bag, lets the snake out again as he's celebrating his win. And he's rubbing the snake's head and he goes over to Matt Hardy and just lays the snake on him as he starts laughing with that sinister laugh and just watches the snake crawl over Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy wakes up, starts freaking out as Jake pulls the snake away real quick and Matt runs out of the arena as we fade to commercial break.
7 minutes, 42 seconds.
We come back to the ring. We come back from commercial and Mr. Elling's in the ring. He goes, at this time, I would like to call out the three finalists in the main event of Lockdown for the AFW Breakdown Heavyweight Championship. So Rey Mysterio, Shawn Michaels, and Kenny Omega, will you please join me in the ring? Rey Mysterio's out on the stage. You can see he kind of has some anger built up because the Click beat Penta earlier with Razor Ramon getting the pinfall. Rey comes down, gets in the ring, looks at Paul Ellery and kind of just stays off to the side. Shawn Michaels coming out with his cocky attitude, does the stretch pose on the stage with the fireworks, doing his dance strut down the ramp, gets on the turnbuckle, kind of gyrating his hips a little bit, doing his thing, and gets in the ring, shakes Mr. Ellering's hand. Kenny Omega, the last one to come out. He had just qualified tonight. You can see he's showing some of the, you know, soreness from the matchup as he's walking to the ring. He gets in the ring. He shakes Paul Ellering's hand, which is kind of strange, but okay. As we fade to commercial. All right. We come back from commercial. It's Sega 11. Mr. Ellering's like, these three men will make history as the first main event in AFW Breakdown pay-per-view history. Lockdown, we'll see these three men locked inside the six sides of steel, fighting for one thing and one thing only. I almost lost my headphones.
We run a tight ship here, folks.
Production.
5 minutes remaining. 5 minutes remaining.
I got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
For this prestigious AFW World Heavyweight Championship. Boy, does it look good in red. Ray, you can see Ray is kind of just staring down HBK the whole time. Kenny's kind of like, yeah, that's going to be mine. It's going to be around my waist. I mean, Kenny's really not involved in any of these feuds right now. It's just these two with the Click and the Lucha Kings just going kind of crazy. Finally, Ray gets right up in HBK's face, and HBK's like, back up, little man. Ray comes back with a big shove himself. Kenny's just like, I'm out. Bails out of the ring and walks up the ramp, just lets him be. Ellering does the same. Boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden comes the blows between Rey Mysterio and HBK. And then out of nowhere, the Click comes up behind Rey. Triple H, Diesel, Razor Ramon, and just bomb rushes him. And they're just beating down Rey, all four of them, just kicks and punches, and they set Rey up and go for the super kick. They have Rey, and Shawn Michaels is tuning up the band, and he's getting ready to hit it. And then the music plays. Here comes the Lucha Brothers flying out of the ring. They're down to the ring. The Click takes off and hops the barricade into the crowd. That's Rey Mysterio is laying there, the Lucha Brothers tending to him. And we fade to black for the night, ladies and gentlemen. Really? With the lights?
I do it because I can.
Oh, where did Jerry go?
I think he faded to black as well.
I was going to say.
Hey!
I was trying to unmute myself and accidentally took myself off the stream, but I'm still
there. Good job.
What production values, folks. All right, well, that brings us to a close for Breakdown, their go-home show. Before we get into Carnage, let's take it to a word from our sponsors and another hopefully thrilling episode of AFW versus Scam. This week on a new and hopefully improved AFW versus Scam, the quest for figures brings our heroes to a local flea market where they see a kiosk that is just chock full of new and rare figures. Boys run over like this is water in the desert. This is what we have been searching for. One problem. Every single figure is priced 2 to 3 times what it should be. This is the work of a scalper. But which one? The Daredevil looks at Peacekeeper and El Presidente and says, guys, it's got to be him. Just then, a man in a very expensive suit steps out and says, well, 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 boys, we meet again. It's the dreaded scalper known as Double H. You boys have been causing quite a bit of problems for me and my boys, and let's just say I don't like problems. Suddenly, a black van screeches up behind, and our boys are dragged into the van by a group of masked men. The door slams shut, and we fade to black. What will happen next for our heroes? Have they finally been captured by Scam? Is this the end? Find out next week on AFW versus Scam. And we are back. I think that was better than last week. Short, sweet, to the point, succinct, you know.
Yeah.
Leave them wanting more. But enough about myself. We have got a whole nother show to go. Jerry, I am resetting the timer. Let me know when you're ready, my friend.
All right. I'm ready when you all are.
All right. Timer starts now.
Gotta get my music up. It's production value, folks. I was not ready. I lied.
It's okay. It's only cost you 20 seconds so far.
Hey, I'm good this week, I think.
It's a go-home show, folks.
That's right. It's a good one. We start off with Hulk Hogan coming down to the ring and he grabs a mic.
Last week, that stinky Jericho and his roadie Funky tried to pull a fast one on the Hulkster. But I'm too smart for that, dude. Chris Jericho, I may not have gotten my hands on you last week, but that's okay, brother. Because of Genesis and the Absolute Carnage match, I'll get my hands on you then, dude. Because of Genesis, I'll be the first Carnage heavyweight champion. My colors may be red and yellow, but I always look good in gold.
Macho comes down and he grabs a mic.
What did I tell you a few weeks ago, Hogan? Don't count your chickens before they're hatched, brother. If I recall, the Macho Man has beaten you before. And at Genesis, that's what I plan to do again.
Before they go any further, though, they are interrupted again. Bret Hart comes down to the ring, grabs a microphone.
You two seem to think that that everyone else doesn't stand a chance. You're making a big mistake in doing that. You're forgetting about the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Before Bret can go any further, yeah, baby. Jericho comes out. But he's not alone. He's got Elias on one side, and then he's staying there with AJ Styles and Eddie Guerrero as well. Jericho's got a microphone.
You three jackasses don't even give us a chance. You're not the only ones in this match. We're all world champions too.
Before things can get any more heated, such a great song. It's almost as good as Ric Flair Drip.
I hope he had a good plane ride.
He travels first class, baby. What are you talking about?
First class. Flair comes out.
Yeah, first class. Okay, so it's been Flair comes out and he gets the microphone.
Now let's settle down, guys. Let's save some of this for Genesis. You'll all get your hands on each other soon enough because I've got an idea. How about later tonight, we have a little teaser for the Absolute Carnage match. How about we have Hulk Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, and Bret the Hitman Hart on one side of the ring, and then on the other, we'll have Chris Jericho, AJ Styles, and Eddie Guerrero.
The six men kind of start to argue as we cut to commercial break.
25 minutes, 49 seconds.
That's a good intro. Gotta go over here to YouTube for this one because it's not on Spotify. Here we go. Really?
Carnage fears ads.
I do fear ads. Ultra Select, featuring the AccuStrike Dart for ultra accuracy. We're not back from commercial just yet, so. There we go. Come back to Firefly Funhouse. We open to Bray Wyatt standing there.
Kids, it's almost time. I'm so excited. It's been a long time since he's gotten to meet someone that he wanted to play with. And Kama, he really wants to play with you. He sees something deep inside you, something special. You've done a good job of hiding it. I'll give you that, my friend. But he knows. And while you've hidden it from yourself, you can't hide it from him.
So at Genesis, you'll come for a fight because that's what you do. And try as I might to prepare you for what's going to happen, I don't think I can. Some things you just need to experience. So, Kama, he'll see you soon.
Minutes, 10 seconds.
As we fade to commercial break.
Seg 3. We come back to backstage. Mean Gene is standing there with Matt Cardona and Brian Myers.
And he goes, "Gentlemen, at Genesis, you're going to be facing the legendary team of Edge and Christian. After that brawl last week backstage here, Commissioner Ric Flair has made your match at Genesis a street fight. What are your thoughts?"
Matt responds, "Gene, I'm more than fine with that. You see, I'm what they call a death match wrestler. I love the ultra violence. Most men run away from it, but I run towards it. You have to have something special to do what it takes to survive in a street fight. And my many, many years of deathmatch training have made me a scary man in that kind of match. The only question I have to answer is, do I bring a barbed wire bat or do I bring some light tubes with me?" Mean Gene exclaims, "Light tubes?" Brian Myers leans in. "Yes, Gene, light tubes. Now, that's not my style, but Edge and Christian have forgotten that I am extreme. I was raised at the ECW arena. I spent my teenage years at the Hammerstein Ballroom, and it's made me well-versed for this kind of match. Edge and Christian, they wanted to get a match with us. What they don't realize is they've got to fight instead." Matt and Brian walk off as we cut to commercial break. Seg 4, we come back for our first match of the night. What's happening? Let's see.
22 minutes, 30 seconds.
Daniel Bryan makes his way out. And his opponent. Right. Brian Pillman walks down to the ring. He grabs a microphone. "Daniel, you are a great, great wrestler. I know that one day you'll be a legend in this business. But I told Flair that I'm still not cleared. I was almost ready to go, and then that bastard Mankind last week re-injured my ankle, and sadly the doctors and medical team advised me not to compete here tonight. But Flair, that lunatic, won't take no for an answer, and he forced me to come out here. So, Daniel, I'm contractually obligated to give you a match tonight. So let's do this my way." Pillman throws down the microphone and lays down in the center of the ring, and he invites Daniel Bryan over to pin him. The referee rings the bell. Ding, ding, ding. Daniel Bryan goes over and lays down on top of Pillman and pins him. 1, 2, 3. Ding, ding, ding. "And your winner, Daniel Bryan." Just then, Daniel Bryan is attacked from behind. It's Brutus Beefcake. He's pulling out those big clippers, and he's trying to cut Daniel Bryan's hair, but Daniel Bryan fights him off and bails outside the ring. Referees separate the two as we cut to commercial break.
20 minutes, 46 seconds.
Ooh, baby. Seg 5, we come out for Sting making his way down to the ring. Mean Gene standing there, ready to interview him. "Sting, last week you issued a challenge to the Ultimate Warrior to settle some unfinished business. The Warrior is accepted, and you two will be at Genesis. What are your thoughts?" Sting goes, "Gene, I know the Ultimate Warrior. I've known him for many years. And he's like a brother, but sometimes brothers have to fight. And so for me to do what I want to do in Carnage, I first have to exorcise some demons of the past. Because the demons of the present can't be around for the future.
if the past doesn't exist. Just then. Where'd it go? There. The Ultimate Warrior runs down, jumps inside the ring. He gets right up in Sting's face. Sting, we were both born of the light. You were born from a pale moon, and I was born in the scorching hot sun. But together we made an unstoppable force. So why do you want to fight? Sting looks back at him. Sometimes brothers fight. And Sting raises up his baseball bat and goes to swing it at the Warrior. The Warrior bails. We've got a standoff here as we cut to commercial break.
18 minutes, 15 seconds.
Take a sip of this for the working man, baby.
What?
Come again. It's now time for the last chance battle royal. Ric Flair has invited anyone who is not qualified to come out for this one. We start off with Brutus Beefcake makes his way down, joined by Kama Mustafa, then Edge and Christian, then Matt Cardona and Brian Myers. Next up is John Moxley, and then finally Seth Rollins comes down. As we're about ready to get started, Jericho runs out real quick with Elias and makes Elias go down to the ring. Ding, ding, ding. We start off with everyone rushing and starting to brawl with one another as these matches tend to go. Kama comes up and he goes after Elias and gives him a 1-2 combo. Elias goes down hard. Kama picks him up by the hair and tosses him over the top rope. Elias has been eliminated. Brutus then sneaks up behind Christian and tosses him over the ropes. Christian's now eliminated. Matt Cardona and Brian Myers are mocking Christian for being eliminated. Edge now rushes over and eliminates both of them. They're shocked. Edge turns his back and celebrates, but Matt Cardona rushes back into the ring and clotheslines Edge over the top rope. Edge is now eliminated as well. We're now down to four men. Kama Mustafa, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Seth Rollins, and John Moxley. All three men look over at Kama Mustafa, and it's a 3-on-1 beatdown. Kama's holding his own for a little bit, but eventually they're able to get the better of him and then toss him over the top rope. Brutus Beefcake now runs over and takes down Moxley. Then he turns around and takes down Seth Rollins. He's standing tall. He may be able to win this all. But wait, there's Daniel Bryan. He comes into the ring and charges at Brutus, taking him over the top rope. He looks over at Seth and Moxley and nods and then leaves and goes back to the back. We're now down to two men. This is back and forth with both men coming close, eliminating the other. Finally, Seth gets a super kick to the head of Moxley. Mox staggers over and he leans up against the ropes. Seth follows it up with a second super kick and Moxley goes out over the ropes to the outside. Seth Rollins has done it. He's the last man to qualify for the Absolute Carnage match at Genesis. Seth celebrates as we cut the commercial break.
15 minutes, 47 seconds.
Seg 7. We come back to the ring, and Mean Gene is standing there. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest at this time, The Rock. Rock comes down. You know, Gene, everybody's getting ready for this Absolute Carnage match, and The Rock will be in this too. But I've got a little hurdle I have to jump over first, and that's Stone Cold Steve Austin. You see, I beat Stone Cold Steve Austin many, many times before. And while I'm not going to take him lightly, I'm also not going to take him serious. You see, I face bigger threats in the morning when I'm driving here through traffic. Stone Cold Steve Austin is nothing more than a two-toned loser, and The Rock knows it, and all these people know it. And at Genesis, The Rock will stand tall. The Rock will go into the absolute carnage match, and he's going to shine up this little elbow right here. And I'm going to give the people exactly what they want. Just then. Stone Cold comes out and makes his way down the ring and gets in. Rock, I don't give a damn what you think. All I care about is coming into Genesis, kicking your ass, and then going in and taking care of nine other jabronis' asses. And I am going to walk out with that belt because that's the damn thing. And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it, son. Like it started getting into it and start to brawl. When all of a sudden Gene and a bunch of other people, referees and stuff, this is a melee. This is a Pier 6. We've got to go to commercial break while we get this one sorted out and get everything calmed down.
13 minutes, 31 seconds.
Seg 8. We cut to backstage. Brutus is staying there with Mean Gene. Gene, I've had it with Daniel Bryan. That low life cost me the chance of a lifetime for the Carnage heavyweight title. Daniel Bryan, I don't want to just beat you. I want to take away what you love the most. And that's, I'm going to do what I do best. And Genesis, how about I take your precious hair? Hair versus hair. Daniel Bryan, it's a match that I was born for, and it's a match that a barber never loses. Brutus storms off as we cut to commercial break. Seg 9. It's time for the main event. 44 seconds. Yeah, baby. First out is AJ Styles. And his tag team partner. Mamacita. Some Latinos.
Oh, that's not it. That's Cody Rhodes. What's the music doing on here?
Shane's looking at me weird. That's not Junior. No. And their tag team partner.
I know who he wants to draft now.
It's Judas. He's walking down. Elias is playing guitar for him. The crowd's singing every lyric as Jericho gets inside that ring. And their opponents. Introducing first, Brett the Hitman Hart. Macho Man Randy Savage and their partner.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm a real American.
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. Hulk Hogan makes his way down to the ring as we cut to commercial break. Seg 10. We are about to get this underway.
10 minutes, 20 seconds remain.
When all of a sudden.
Stop.
It's Orange Cassidy. He comes out to the ringside area with a steel chair. He sets it up right outside the ring and sets down. He wants to get a good view of his opponents for Genesis. Jericho's not happy that he's here. He's arguing with the referee that Orange Cassidy needs to leave and go back to the back. But just then the bell rings. Ding, ding, ding. Macho Man charges over at him and hits a clothesline on Jericho. Jericho bumps hard. He feeds into another clothesline from Macho. Jericho now scrambles over for a tag to AJ. AJ springs in, and he's just a little bit too fast for Macho Man to catch. Macho Man goes for a clothesline, but he misses, and AJ hits him with a Pele kick. AJ now quick tag to Eddie. Eddie runs over and grabs Macho Man before he can recover and hits the Three Amigos suplex. It looks like they are firmly in control of this match as we cut to commercial break. Seg 11. We come back to Macho Man still down. He's been taking a beating during the commercial break. Jericho's working on him. This is the legal man right now, and he's hitting a series of punches on him. He goes over and he grabs Macho Man's legs. He's going for that Walls of Jericho, trying to put him in this and get this over with. Macho Man powers out of it, though. And he's back up to his feet. He takes a leap over to Hulk Hogan for that hot tag. Hogan comes in and gives Jericho with a big fist. Eddie now comes in, hits him with a big fist as well. AJ now hops in, but Bret Hart now rushes into the ring and clotheslines him over the top rope. Bret now scares over to the outside, and he begins brawling with AJ Styles. Macho Man now takes on Eddie Guerrero, and they go back to the outside, too, fighting over there beside Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy just looks over, shrugs, and doesn't even move out of his chair as the two men fight next to him. Hogan's now in the ring alone with Jericho. Jericho gets up, and he turns around. Hogan looks at him and points and goes, "You!" Jericho goes for a punch, but Hogan blocks it. Punch to Jericho. He sends Jericho off the ropes, and Elias is standing there, and he accidentally trips up Jericho. Jericho turns around and screams at him, "You idiot!" As Jericho turns around, though, Hulk Hogan hits him with a big boot. Hogan now hits the ropes. Big leg drop. 1, 2, 3. Hulk Hogan has won this match for his team. He begins to pose. But then Orange Cassidy gets in the ring and walks up to him. Hogan screams, "What are you doing, brother?" Orange Cassidy just shrugs, lifts his hands up, down to his pocket, as we have a face-off as we cut and fade to black. Go home, folks.
Man, 7 minutes and 12 seconds left on the clock. Feeling confident. I like this. So,
good week.
That's both of our go home episodes. I think we've got some solid storylines. We've got some intrigue going forward, and you know what we're moving forward to, the two pay per views. So since Dave went first, it's time for you to plug your pay-per-view. Go on ahead and tell the people what they're looking forward to this Sunday night, Monday morning, whenever we post this. Take it away.
So you have a grudge match between Hurricane and Doink. The prank war will come to an end in the middle of the ring inside the Six Sides of Steel. Then you have the six-way escape only. So the only way to win is to escape the cage between Darby Allin, The Undertaker, Luchasaurus. I forgot my other people.
Whamp, whamp.
Rey Fénix. Darby, Undertaker, Lucha, Rey. Triple H and Diesel. So the Clique has, you know, a third shot of walking away with the Intercontinental title. Then we have
33% chance.
Then we have Jake Roberts versus Jeff Hardy. We saw what Jake did with Matt Hardy today in the go home. That was Jeff answering Jake's call from a couple weeks ago. John Morrison making his debut. Kurt Angle pitching a fit and asking for a match. So he'll be in action. Ellering and his hand-picked tag team champions defending against Dusty and a partner of his choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the main. That's it. Yeah, the main. Kenny versus Sean versus Ray. To crown the first ever AFW Breakdown Heavyweight Champion.
Any stipulation, or is it just a three-way dance?
Did you not pay attention to
week I mean, it's two all six sides of steel.
It's all six sides of steel, baby.
I was just
triple threat match and the six sides of steel.
You were just like, it's just a triple threat inside of a steel cage.
Yeah, no big deal.
Three of the greatest workers of all time. It is what it is.
It's already written, baby.
All right, and on to Carnage. Jerry, what have you got for the folks?
We're going to start off and open off.
Boring.
Oh, no. It's the greatest main event of all time from WrestleMania. Stone Cold Steve Austin will take on The Rock in the first match of the night, with the winner getting the last spot into the main event. Well, they're going to go to a hair versus hair match between Brutus the Barber Beefcake versus Daniel Bryan. We're going to see former tag team partners collide when Sting takes on the Ultimate Warrior. We're going to see John Moxley take on Mick Foley in a special challenge match. Then we're going to see Kama, the Supreme Fighting Machine, finally get to lock up with Bray Wyatt. Will we see Bray Wyatt, or will we finally see The Fiend? And then the street fight, tag team street fight match, we're going to see Matt Cardona and Brian Myers take on Edge and Christian. And then the main event, the absolute carnage match. The rules are simple. When we start off with two men in the ring, every 60 seconds, another man enters until we have all 10 competitors into the match. At any point, you can be eliminated by pinfall, by submission, or by tossing your opponent over the top rope. The last man standing will be the Carnage World Heavyweight Champion. In that match so far, we've got Hollywood, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho, Mick Foley, Bret the Hitman Hart, Eddie Guerrero, Orange Cassidy, and the winner of that Battle Royal, Seth Rollins.
All right, folks. Looks like we've got two stacked cards to look forward to. That is it for week four.
I think we need to add a new villain to Scam.
All right.
Called the Rehasher. Because Jerry's just rehashing stuff all over again.
What am I rehashing?
Rock Austin? Seriously? A fourth time?
But, yeah.
Rehash.
Do you know how many times wrestlers wrestle each other, man? Come on. You're a worker yourself. Come on, man.
I mean, how many times is Kenny Omega, Shawn Michaels, and Rey Mysterio Jr.
Cut him some slack. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all those Kenny Omega, Shawn Michaels, Rey Mysterio matches. My God, let's just list them all off.
I mean, I heard a story about one time in the back. They were talking, and they were like, "What match you want to do tonight, boys?" And they're like, "Let's do the St. Louis one." That's how they called it. So
we've got two absolutely stacked up cards for our first round of pay-per-views. For myself, for Dave Dahl, and for Jerry Cook, this is the AFW Podcast signing off. We'll see you next time. Stay rackhead.